This podcast and our many other ministries are only possible because of your generosity. You can give and support Grace by going to gracelutheran1.org/give or by clicking on the link in the show description. Thank you for your support. So throughout our lives, most of us at one point or another will acquire debt. Either when we go to school and take out a loan, or if we buy a car, or for most people, having a mortgage. And everyone often dreams of the day when they can pay off their debts, when they can be debt-free, because they believe that being debt-free will give them a sense of freedom, that they will no longer be tied to creditors, they will be no longer tied to banks, but they'll have the financial freedom and independence to spend their money on the things they truly want. And while financial debt is a big part of our lives, there also is this type of social debt in our culture as well. A type of exchange that happens, a type of we put ourselves and others in a position where we feel like we owe each other, not money, but perhaps things. For example, if you get invited to a birthday party, you could see yourself as owing a birthday gift to the party that you're going to. Unless the invitation specifically says no gifts, there is a certain expectation, a certain debt that must be paid to bring a gift. Right now, we're in the Christmas shopping season, and there is a certain pressure that many of us put on ourselves to buy enough gifts and the right gifts for the people that we care about. When we get to a Christmas situation or scenario, we would often feel like if we give a gift and get a gift, we want it to feel equal. For example, if we get to a situation where we think there is an equal exchange of gifts between us and another person, and they buy us a very, very expensive gift, and we hand them a gift that maybe isn't as expensive, there might be some pressure to feel a little ashamed or embarrassed that we didn't spend as much money as they did. You see, it's all about this idea of getting even. And even though we don't actively think about this idea of getting even in our daily life, that's a big part of our life. If someone cuts us off in traffic, for example, there might be this anger to sort of get even with us. If someone says an unkind word to us or is mean to us or someone that we care about, there might be this desire to get even. We want to get even because we want things to be fair. We want things to be equal. We want to give as much as we get. And we want there to be equality between us and other people. Because if we don't get even, if there's not this type of equality, it can lead to us feeling that either we are better than ourselves or other people are better than us. Feeling like we're better than other people fills us with a sense of pride, and feeling like other people are better than us can fill us with a sense of shame. But our scripture reading today says something really interesting and important. It opens with this verse. It says, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." I'm particularly fascinated by that idea of let no debt remain outstanding. This idea that God wants equality between us and our neighbors. And this scripture reading gives us an indication of how that might be possible. In our scripture reading today is one of the Apostle Paul's many letters. And the Apostle Paul, as some of you know, was one of the most influential Christians throughout history. He took the message of Jesus, which had only been distributed to a few thousand people, and spread it throughout the world. And in order to stay in touch with many of the churches that he started and visited, he would write these letters, giving them instructions about what it means to be the church, about what it means to be a Christian. And many of these letters have made their way into the Bible, and the letter to the Romans is, you guessed it, to the Roman people. And so he says to the Roman people, let no debt remain outstanding. You see, much in our culture today, there was a culture of social debts. You see, there was something in the society and the culture known as patronage, that there was a social climbing that was happening. There was the wealthy, the important, the influential, and then there was the lower class. And the lower class of people would often do things for the upper class of people to try to have the upper class of people be in their debt in somehow. They would throw a party for them. They would have them over to their house. They would do chores for them, whatever it might be, in the hopes that as a way of recognizing them and thanking them, they would pull them up out of the lower class and into the upper class. You see, these classes in Paul's day were not just about wealth. They were also about status. They were also about the status of who is better than who. That pressure and that status is still playing out in our lives today, but the Apostle Paul says to let no debt remain outstanding except continuing debt to love one another. Paul reminds them today, as he reminds us, that we should not have debts between one another, that we should not consider one another as better or worse than us, but we should consider one another as equals. Because all of us are indebted to Jesus Christ, and all of us fall short of the glory of God, and it's through his love and his salvation that we are made whole, that we are made righteous and good in the eyes of God. And at the end of the day, it is the eyes of God that all that matters. But we miss that sometimes. We lose track of that sometimes because of the little games that we play with one another, of the little ways that we try to up each other. You see, recently in our house, our boys are now old enough where they can start to play some very basic and introductory card games with my wife and I. And it's been a lot of fun playing with them, but one of the things that I've noticed is that sometimes they can get very, very competitive, that they can get wrapped up in who is winning and who is losing. And one of the games that they get the most competitive about is a game called Uno. Now, if you've never played the card game Uno before, it's actually very, very simple. You see, the object of the game of Uno is to get rid of all your cards. If you get rid of all your cards first, you win the game. And each person starts out with 7 cards, and throughout the game, you can get rid of some cards or you can collect some cards. And once you get down to 1 card, you're supposed to say Uno to let everyone know you have 1 card left, and if you get rid of that card, you win the game. But there are big, big swings in the game of Uno. The person who just has 1 card could very easily pick up 10 cards very quickly if things don't go their way. And I've watched my children as we play the game of Uno before. Their eyes get excited. Their eyes light up as they get rid of their cards. And when they have 1 last card left, they say, Uno, filled with excitement that they are about to win the game. But then I've watched the look of disappointment in their eyes as they're unable to get rid of this last card, and very slowly pick up more and more cards, and perhaps, after being so close, lose the game. And often they get frustrated when they lose, they get disappointed when they lose, and my wife and I have to remind them of the same thing. The point of the game that we are playing is not to win. That is not the point of the game, is to win. The point of the game is to spend time together as a family. The reason that we are playing this game is not to beat each other, but the reason that we are playing this game is to spend time as a family, to grow our bond of love, being closer to one another. You see, I share that story with you because I think that's how God sometimes looks on us, his children. He sees the games that we are playing with one another, the rat races that we are running, the things that we are doing to try to impress or please one another. And he says to us, as the good parent that he is, as the good father that he is, stop. The point of your life is not to beat each other. It's not to try to be better than one another. The point of your life is to try to love one another. And I love what Paul says. He says, let no debt remain outstanding. Meaning, don't put yourself in a position where you think other people owe you something or you owe other people something. Except, he says, the continuing debt to love one another. You see, he is essentially saying that there is a debt. There's one single debt that we owe each other. One single debt, and it's a continuing debt, he says, that we will never, ever repay, and that's to love one another. Because at the end of the day, we don't owe love to one another because we owe it to one another. We owe love to one another because we owe it to God. You see, God has given us so much. God has given us so much in our life, so many blessings in our life that we don't always realize that we will never, ever, ever be able to repay him. You see, the air that we breathe in our lungs, can we ever repay God for that? No. The soil that is used to grow our food, can we ever repay God for the soil? No. The brain cells that we have that hold all the knowledge, all the memories that we will ever possess, can we ever repay God for that? No. And for the salvation that we experience in this life and in next life, that allows us to live for all eternity, that allows us to see our loved ones that have gone before us again, can we ever repay God for that? No. But what we do as a way of saying thank you to God, as a way of honoring God's love and forgiveness and blessings and salvation for us, is to love one another. You see, this idea of loving one another, it's an idea that flows throughout the Bible, flows throughout the scriptures, and it's particularly important when you consider the origins. You see, the New Testament was originally written in Greek, and that Greek word another is actually heteros. And heteros is better translated as someone different from you. That we share God's love, we say thank you to God for his blessings, not by simply loving our family and friends, although we should do that, but by loving other people who are strangers to us. By loving other people who cannot repay us, who cannot do something in turn for us. You see, we do this not because they deserve it, not because they have earned it, but because God has loved us first when we didn't deserve it and when we didn't earn it. You see, right now, Grace, we're doing a lot of important mission work. And some of the things that we're doing, we just finished up a clothing drive for veterans. Right now, we're gathering toys for children in need. And it would be easy for a person to look at these things that we're doing by raising money and clothing and food for people in need and ask the question, are these people really deserving of it? Are these people really going to use these gifts, use these things in the way they are supposed to use? Maybe we should withhold our generosity until they demonstrate the capacity or the ability to take care of these things wisely. But to do so would not be the Christian ethic. To do so would not be Christian love. That the Christian love calls us to love one another, to love other people, to love even our enemies. Not because they have earned it, not because they deserve it, but because God has loved us first. And so when you go out into the world, may you look at people you know, at people you don't know in the world, and may you understand that because of what Jesus did on the cross, there is no longer any comparison. As the Bible reminds us, there is no longer Jew or Greek or slave or free, but there are only those who are in Christ Jesus. And so may you generously share your love with other people. May you be generous in your words. May you be generous in your actions and in your time. May you give as a reminder to yourself and to all those you meet that you don't love because others have earned it or you have earned it. You love because God has loved you first. Let us pray. Holy and loving God, we give you thanks for this reminder of what it means to be a person of faith, what it means to love another. that we don't love another based on the judgments that we make about them, either good or bad, that we love another because you have loved us first. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us today. We encourage you to like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube page, and follow us on Instagram at GLC_Richmond. If you need anything at all, you can reach out to us by email. Our email is office@gracelutheran1.org. May God continue to bless you.